Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
On 23 of 48 called pass plays. 23 of 48. That's damn near 50%. Of the pass plays that were called by the Chicago Bears, D'Amico Ryans not only dialed up a pressure, but that pressure got home. In fact, the last stat that I saw, Will Anderson and Daniil Hunter had 17 combined pressures, just those two alone. And a total, because you can obviously have more than one pressure, I guess, on a play. And
yeah,
the total pressure was 28 total pressures on 48 called pass plays. So the number is actually over 50% if you factor in multiple pressures in one, Ron. So the fact that the Texans have now won a game on the back of the run game as well as on the back of the defense, I don't know how big of a statement either game really is, because we don't know enough about any of these football teams at this point in time. As I said, Indy is not who we thought they were, obviously, after 2 weeks. But the fact that the Texans were able to get that done and check those boxes, I think is a huge step in the right direction for this organization as they play to establish themselves as legitimate. Not me and you talking and the national media talking, but legitimate, you belong in the conversation with the Chiefs, the 49ers, the big boys in the NFL, as they fight to establish that. Those are two big steps in the right direction.
Well, I think the major statement was made was, hey, let's see before the year, how many games will the Texans be able to win if C.J. Stroud doesn't have to be clearly the best player in the game? And I think that they are 2-0 in that. I don't think it, and I don't think CJ now with this confidence, and I don't know that he ever did, fellas, but he doesn't feel the pressure to have to go out there and, well, I got to make plays. I think Anthony Richardson feels the pressure that I got to make plays. I think there are some quarterbacks, young or older, that feel the pressure of, I got to make plays, I got to make plays, I got to make plays. I don't think that he feels that way, especially after week one with the run game and what it did and this defense and what it did. I think that just is going to give him and them more confidence in, all right, I can just take what is given to me. I can just play the game and not have to do anything extra. So I think the big statement is they have now played two ball games. And neither one of them was C.J. Stroud, the best player on the field.
Great point. I think another thing about this defense, Ryan, this is the second time that I can recall where D'Amico Ryans asked Derek Stingley Jr. to shadow the opponent's best receiver, and he shadowed D.J. Moore and essentially took him out of the box score, took him out of the game plan, took him out of the – he was a non-factor in the ballgame. He did have a couple of plays. I don't think early on initially, right out of the gate, I don't think – Stingley was shadowing DJ Moore. At some point in time in the first half, they put that into effect. I don't think he did it the entire game, so I'm not sure the 50 yards or whatever it was that DJ Moore did have, I'm not sure how much of that occurred with Derek Stingley covering him. But Derek Stingley was in a position, again, to shadow the opponent's best receiver in a game where, obviously, the defense was going to pressure a lot. You're going to play a lot of man, and the ability to take the best receiver, really, because you talk to quarterbacks, I always tell quarterbacks when I'm working with them, like, hey, when you get cover zero, when you get blitz, when you get a pressure look, you got two options, right? One, first and foremost, and I hope this is the case, you find your best wide receiver, your best playmaker, and you get him to football right now. If your best playmaker can't beat one-on-one coverage, you don't have a great playmaker, right? So if you have that guy, go to him right now. If you don't have that guy, there has to be some kind of combination, some kind of pick route, some kind of rub route where you go to that right now. So as a quarterback, when you have a defensive, when you're looking across the ball and Derek Stingley is following DJ Moore and takes DJ Moore completely out of the game, then as a quarterback, I'm in a really, really bad spot. So Derek Stingley being able to do that was absolutely tremendous. D'Amico Ryans pulling that trigger, pulling that card, playing that card so early in the season was absolutely beautiful. Clearly, they're comfortable with it. And it leads me to this, Ron. I know why. If you're going to double move Derek Stingley Jr., cool, double moving. If he's soft and you're going to work an underneath route, throw something underneath him, cool, all day long. Right? If you're going to change direction, a little whip route, they got DJ Moore on early in the game, cool, I get it. Why any quarterback and any offensive coordinator at this point in time decides, all right, boys, let's take a shot. And they decide that they're going to throw a straight go route or a back shoulder or a post. They're going to throw it to Derek Stingley in man situation. Now, the Colts did it. That was quarters coverage. Derek Stingley didn't do that. In a man situation, I don't know why teams even take a chance of throwing it Derek Stingley's weight. He clearly has a size and athletic ability advantage over 90% of guys, and his ball skills.
Yeah, that's what it is.
His ball skills are as good as a wide receiver. So I just don't know, unless you've got a Mike Evans or a Davante Adams or Tyreek Hill, and you think you're just going to run by. Okay, cool. But these guys that
if you were the quarterback, you're not throwing a 50-50 ball.
Ron, I'm look here, man. Wednesday, hell with that. I'm coming in Tuesday, and I'm sitting down with the offensive coordinator. And I'm going, all right, man, here's the deal. This week.
And you ain't doing that for Luke?
For Luke? Luke? Yeah, hell yeah. Luke holds the record today for the most yards per
Derek catch. Stingley out there, Luke. You feel that comfortable?
I'm comfortable with that. I mean, Luke was 6'4", 4'3". I'm good with that, absolutely. I mean, there wasn't a defensive back in the SEC. I wasn't throwing that thing up to Anthony Lucas.
DJ Moore.
That's
wasn't
Mike
a guy
Evans.
For
you. That's Mike Evans. Seriously, if you're an offensive coordinator, if you're a quarterback, you go to your OC on Tuesday, the day off. Everybody else is out of the building. Say, all right, let's talk scheme here. Let's talk approach. All right, now if we're going to double move somebody, we're going to double move number four. All right, because we know he's going to be soft. We know he's jumpy. He's going to jump underneath routes, and we feel like we can get behind him, right? You may have the same opportunity double moving Derek Stingley Jr., but he has the athletic ability that if you don't throw it perfect, he can make up and snatch it out of the air. So I'm going to choose to pick number four. Now, if we're going to run go routes, hey, they're going to pressure us all day long. They're going to pressure us. We saw them pressure Caleb Williams. All right, I'm going to take the snap. I'm going to set my base, put my right big toe on the ground, and I'm going to throw this thing up and try to drop it at 42 yards down the field, 5 yards off the sideline, and let my best receiver run and at least step for step with Kamari Lassiter, if not run by him. Yeah. I'm going to drop it in the bucket. I'll be damned. And they don't even try it.